Few places in the world, not even most of New Jersey, are as hip as Los Angeles, and few sounds in Los Angeles are as hip as those found on the left-hand side of the radio dial. Some of those sounds are now collected on a new CD called Sounds Eclectic 2. That's two with two O's. It's a compilation of music recorded live at member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California.
Óyeme, casa abandonada, si no contestan hoy, ¿cuándo lo harán?
That's Julieta Venegas singing Casa Abandonada on Sounds Eclectic 2. The CD is produced by Nick Harcourt, who is host of the music program Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW. He joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to talk with you.
Listen, before we talk about this new CD, a little more, please, if we could, from Julieta Venegas. Gotta tell you, Nick, this is not what I'm accustomed to hearing from my radio early in the morning. It's a shame, too.
It's a little bit different here, isn't it?
I must say, I don't know much about Julieta Venegas. What can you tell us about her?
I probably can't tell you that much more, apart from the fact that she's a woman who was actually born in Southern California, grew up in Tijuana, and moved to Mexico City. And she fits into a category of artists that are described as alternative Latin.
How did she end up on your new CD?
Well, she's somebody that we've been aware of. Obviously, in Los Angeles, there is a huge population in Los Angeles that speaks Spanish and is interested in hearing Mexican music. And Julieta was somebody that we were aware of who had put out an album. And when her new album came out, the most recent one, about a year or so ago, we invited her in to perform on our program, and she came in with some musicians. Actually, came in with musicians from Beck's band, who were in town, and they came in and backed her, and she did a live performance for her.
Well, I mean, obviously you talk about the fact that Los Angeles is a huge market for Spanish language music, but you have no qualms, it seems, in putting Spanish language music right up next to Ravi Shankar and the sitar, and for that matter, R.E.M.
What we've come to understand is that there is an audience out there, and a public radio audience in particular, that is excited to hear new and different music, and music that perhaps you wouldn't ordinarily expect to hear in the same set of music. Our audience responds to it, and That's what we like to do. We like to challenge the audience, and they usually go along.
You know, I settled on the name R.E.M., which just might be a way of confiding my age category. They appear on the CD with a song called I've Been High.
Have you seen? Have not, will travel. Have I missed the big?
Nick, in your judgment, how is it that R.E.M. remains hip? I mean, from Chronic Town and Murmur and Reckoning on through to the present.
You know, the interesting thing about R.E.M. is that obviously they've got a body of work, as some of the albums you just mentioned, that have appealed to a number of different audiences over the years. I mean, they have a fan base. Interestingly enough, they don't get played on the radio anymore.
Yeah.
That might be hard for you to believe, but on commercial radio, R.E.M. can't get a look in on the playlists of most commercial stations these days. Mm-hmm. But there is an audience that wants to hear R.E.M. And the performance that we're listening to right now was actually recorded with just the three members of R.E.M. because they don't have a full-time drummer anymore. And it was just a very, very stripped-down, beautiful version of the song. And the great thing about this CD is that most of the songs that you're hearing on this CD sound different from how they sound on the albums. You know, they're very intimate versions of the songs.
So I dive into a pulse. so cool and deep that if I sink, I sink, and when I swim, I fly so high.
Tell me a little bit about the studio technique, because as I understand it, it's pretty simple and pristine.
It's basically the same room that we use during our fund drives to put all of our volunteers in who answer the phones. And the wonderful thing about that room, I think, after all these years, is that it has a feeling. There is a particular feeling when you walk into that room that special things have happened in there. Mm. And they have, because the type of people who've come through this radio station in the last 20 years and the talent of people who've come through.
People around the country, I suspect, might be getting to their computers to go on Amazon and to order Sounds Eclectic 2. Let's mention that this is actually a sequel to Sounds Eclectic, which was your first CD, because we want to ask you about one of the songs on there. It's a distinct and haunting song, Goodnight Moon by Chivalry.
There's a nail in the door and there's glass on the lawn, tacks on the floor.
That sure doesn't sound like the children's book we read.
It's a little bit different, isn't it? Chivalry is a band fronted by a woman called Ambrosia Parsley, who has a great name, I think, as well. Originally from the San Fernando Valley, the music definitely has a little bit of a Los Angeles feel to me, I think.
Nick, you produce a three-hour show every weekday morning, right?
Yes, 3 hours. It's a challenge sometimes.
Have you found yourself ever subtly moving from the position of trying to call certain kinds of music to people's attention to feeling another kind of pressure that somehow you have to tip people to something that's interesting?
We put music on the air here that we like, and sometimes we're first and we discover artists before anybody else. There's a track on the Sounds Eclectic 2 CD by Nora Jones, and you know, mm-hmm. her first ever airplay was here on this radio station. And the same with Dido as well, who also has a cut on the CD, who is now a multi-platinum artist. But when we first met her, it was as simple as somebody giving us an advance of a record 6 months before it came out, and me liking it, putting it on the radio, and our audience liking it.
I didn't hear you leave. I wonder how am I still here. And I don't want to move a thing. It might change my memory. Oh, I am what I am. I'll do what I want. But I can't hide. And I won't go. I won't sleep. And I till you're resting here with me, and I won't leave. I can't hide, I cannot be, until you're resting here with me.
Now, Nick, did someone contact you and say you have to hear this performer named Dido?
You know what it was? Is my producer, the producer of Morning Becomes Eclectic, Arianna Morgenstern, was at a party, and it was an art opening, a gallery opening or something like that. This is about 3.5 years ago. And the person who was having the opening, her husband, is a manager of musicians and had just taken on Dido as a client. And he basically gave my producer a copy of the CD and said, take a listen to this. I think you'll like it. It was 6 months before the record came out. At least a good year and a half before the rest of the world really caught on to Dido. And we played it, and the audience responded.
Can someone send a CD in to you, someone who doesn't slip it into the hand of your producer at a party in Santa Monica? Can they just send it in, and will it get listened to?
You're going to give me a lot of work to do next week, aren't you? Yes, they can. We get a couple of hundred submissions a week. We listen to everything. And the beauty of those unsolicited CDs is that you never know what you're going to get. And every now and then you find something that you just want to put on the radio straight away. And that happens with us pretty much every week, that something that arrives in the mail from a band or an artist somewhere making music in their garage or in their basement gets played on the radio.
Oh, I am what I am. I'll do what I want, but I can't hide.
Nick, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Nick Harcourt, who's host of the radio show Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He is also producer of the CDs Sounds Eclectic and Sounds Eclectic 2.